Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so what do you guys have? Moving on, what do you have going on in your life you want to share with the Burt Show that you're a little bit confused by, right? In this case, she's dating two guys that she likes. One of them did something she thinks is kind of disgusting, and she's not sure he should even be in consideration anymore. Is she overreacting or not? Here, Mo's got the email.
Hi, Burt Show. I found you on Facebook during the pandemic. Thank gosh. And you all made my days a lot better. So thank you all for the laughs.
You're welcome.
My name is Liz, not my real name, and I am from Maine. I have been actively back in the dating world since the start of summer after 2 or 3 years of not really dating. It has been a long summer with, unfortunately, a lot of frogs, and I have been ghosted many times. I met this one guy, who I'll call Marvin, who I thought I liked, but there wasn't really any sparks, and thought that I just needed time to get those feelings.
Well, yeah, his name is Marvin.
Even
his made-up name. It's gonna bore you.
Marv.
This is coming from Bert, so take it with a grain of salt.
Marvin had really turned me off one day, or should I say, night. He came over to spend the night and to play some piano. The piano playing wasn't the best, but that's not the issue. I made him dinner, to which he ate in my bed, then wiped his dirty hands on my comforter.
Who does that?
That is disgusting.
Also, for new Burt Show listener, we say playing the piano because if there are kids listening, it's something much more intimate than that.
Yes. They're not actually playing a piano.
No, they're having sex.
Later that night, I went to the bathroom and found that he did not flush the toilet.
This guy.
After he went.
This guy.
Typically, it would not be an issue, but it wasn't pee that was left behind.
Get out of here.
Stop.
Maybe it was, like, it needed to be a two-flusher. You know what I mean? Like,
so then flush it twice.
Well, I know, but certainly he didn't leave a whole log.
Now, Kristen is the Burt Show poop connoisseur, so I'm just going to go ahead and...
It's a caca connoisseur, thank you very much.
It's a heavy burden to bear, but somebody has to do it.
I don't even know how does that happen? Don't you have to wipe?
Yes.
So I don't understand when people do that. How do you just leave the log in there?
I have no idea.
Unless it all didn't go down, like you said.
Yes, because sometimes you flush, and if you have a toilet that takes a long time to refill, you're not going to sit there and wait around, and sometimes you could have floaters.
So we're giving them the benefit of the doubt on that one.
Okay. Yep. I barely slept that night due to being uncomfortable. It's been a hot minute since I've had someone over and had them sleep next to me. And that the music he was playing was so loud. Now, before you ask, it wasn't Enya or Waterfalls or any peaceful nature noises. It was random music like Eminem.
Random.
That's his worst offense. It also took him a few days to massage me.
Message
me.
I was going to say, if it took a few days to massage you, this guy's got amazing, amazing discipline.
No, I did not message him as I was trying to get my thoughts together and thought he ghosted me. Also, since that night he came over, I ended up reconnecting with someone from the past who I will call Derek, who even after two dates has me head over heels. I haven't had this feeling in maybe over 5 years.
Bye, Marvin.
It feels like actual sparks. I want to see where this goes with Derek and possibly become exclusive. When I'm with Derek, I'm happy, and it is so relaxed and comfortable, and I can actually be myself instead of being what others want me to be.
And there's no floaters in the toilet.
That's big. So here's my question. How do I end things with Marvin without ghosting him or telling him what bothered me when he was over? Can I not tell him about Derek? Marvin and I were not exclusive. He did say that he loved me after one date.
What?
Whoa. Lord.
Which I told him, slow down, and he did. I have been ghosted a lot, and I know it sucks. And also, does this make me an a-hole? Thank you for any advice you can give me.
So Marvin told her that he loved her after the first date?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you got to get rid of this dude.
Yes.
There's a couple of different things here that I've made notes on. First of all, this is not even necessarily about the poop, and it's not even necessarily about the eating in bed. It's he's already shown you in the first couple of dates, and it never gets any better than it does when you first start going out, how completely inconsiderate he is.
Yeah.
He's showing you everything you need to know. What a lucky break that he did all this early, right? The second thing here that I highlighted is when I'm with Derek, I am happy and it is so relaxed and comfortable and I can actually be myself instead of being what others want me to be. Done. Game over. That's all you want in a relationship.
Winner, winner, Derek dinner.
Like, easy peasy.
Yeah. And as far as you're so sweet. Like, even after Marvin has had all of these screw-ups, you still don't want to ghost him because you know what it feels like. You don't need to tell him about Derek. It's none of his damn business. You're non-exclusive. And you don't have to ghost him. You can, like, text Marvin and be like, listen, what was the phrase we came up with, Tommy? You came up with it instead of ghosting somebody. It's perfect.
I don't know.
It was something like, you're a great person, but not a great person for me, or something like that. It had something to do with that.
Yeah, you're a great person, just not the person for me.
Yeah, there something like that.
And that is literally all you have to send, done and done. And if, you know, Marvin already said he loved you after the first date, he might not go quietly, but after you send that text, you're done. Like,
that's it.
Wipe your hands on a comforter, but you're done.
Yeah.
That's one text. That's it.
That's
send
it.
Him a text. Tell him, not the guy for you.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.